Learning Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. Gemara says towards the end of the Amid Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Eilu Leminyan Shiva. Everyone could be counted as part of the minyan of the Shiva Krum that you need on Shabbos. Vafilu Katan Vafilu Isha, even a Katan, even a Isha. Avol Amar Chacham Isha Lo Sikur B'Tarim Ne Kavod Atzibur. Chacham say a Isha can't be Kari B'Tarim because of Kavod Atzibur. So should they? The Balta says Hakol Eilu Leminyan Shiva Vafilu Katan Vafilu Isha. And then it says, "Chacham say Isha lo tikkul etzibur nekaved etzibur." That would sound like with the Evid, an Isha, you'd be yaitzu with an Isha, and that would make sense. Hakol el leminyan shiva means with the Evid, and Isha lechatchila can't be carried etzibur nekaved etzibur. But the Smag in by Kriyas Megillah writes this, and we mentioned this earlier on Daf Dalid, that he says that even the Nasha Machiyavis Mimikru Megillah, but not Metzias is a Skarim. And he says, "Aye, what about Ner Chanuk? Ner Chanuk, it says that Isha can be Mamluk even to be Meitzi in Ish. Zak the Shani Mikra Megillah, she can make Kmiya Satera. Lachain in a Meitzi Ish. Avish is Ram Shakil Megillah. Yes, Matera, Bezela Yakilu. He says, Mikra Megillah is like Kmiya Satera. That's why they can't be Meitzi in Ish. So why is Kmiya Satera can't be Meitzi Ish? The Gemara says, Mishim Kavanet Zibur. And still he says, it doesn't work even with the Evet. Remember, Magen Avraham brings this in Simon Tafresh Beitesiv Beis. So the Chayyim are going to have to say that even Kavod HaTzibur could be an Ikav B'diavad. If you didn't do Ketikin Chachamim, there would be Makbid B'diavad. But the Shail is, but still, why did the Braisa say, Akol El Naminyan Shiva Afilu Isha, if even B'diavad she's not Ayla? What's Pasha Taich? So now if you would say that Mechilas HaTzibur would work, you could say it like this, that if there's a Chsarin of Kavod HaTzibur and you don't have Mechilas HaTzibur, so that doesn't work with B'diavad. But with Mechilas HaTzibur it would work. Not mashman that way in this mag. The emphasis is the machlokes that paiskim if mechilas etzibur works. The Bach and Simon and Gimel says mefurish it doesn't work. If the kana was covered etzibur, they didn't leave it up to the tzibur. But the bichadish they bring, Yochim and the Marichai, they say legabe leyikru b'chumashim mishim covered etzibur that mechilas etzibur works. So who would then legabe here mechilas etzibur would work? Because shitasim it's meyishiv. If you don't have mechilas etzibur, so then it could be it's any enichinami it's even b'diavad. But the reason why it said a kol min shiva means if you wouldn't have the chsarin when you don't have the chsarin of kavod atzibur. Now Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back he says a different pshat. He says if there's no other eitzah, there's no men that know how to be kari b'tayr that are baki b'kriyas atayr, so then an isha could be kari even lechatchila because it's better to have a kriya with an isha not to have a kriya at all. As I tie it, the yavitz. Now, the emphasis though, there is an eitzah if there's no one bucket. Let's just no one bucket, including an isha. What do you do? So the Rosh says, later in Siman Yud, it brings him with the Sefta, that you could read, one kari could read, and then sit down, and then stand up and read again, and sit down, and stand up and read again. He could take all seven aliyahs. And he says that this sitting down and standing up again and reading is only bimeyam, where they didn't make the brachas, so now the only way to make it a second kairi is if you sit down. But now that we make brachas, they're good. So one person can make a bracha, and the kairi make a bracha lacherel, and they make a bracha lefanel, the kairi make a bracha lefanel. So the shail is, even when there's an isha there, you could do that. So Rai says, if Yaakov Emden holds, that even though be'etzim you could do that, but if there's an isha, be'kiya liquors, that's better. But Lamai says, some of you shaynim, hold not that way. There's a marchai in Gittin, a very interesting marchai. What do you do if the whole city is all kind of, is not even one Yisrael? So he says that he thinks the Kayin should take read two times. He should read for Kayin and read for Levi. But then give Noshim the rest of the aliyahs, because they call Eil Minyan Shiva Afilu Isha. And Zak the marchai, even though we say Isha Loi Sikr B'tzim Nekavad HaTzibur, but Hechad Loi Efshi Yilcha Kavad HaTzibur Nekama Kayinim, Shlayayimu B'nei Gurusha Seif. That we don't want Kahanim to lane by Yisrael, because people might think that they're not Kahanim. So even though here we don't have an Eitzah, we don't have Yisrael, but if we have Nashim, we should do that. But he says, if there are three Yisraelim, so the Karim v'chayzim v'karim. That's what you do. And he brings it to Sefta, just like if you only have one person, so he's Ayman and he's Kari and he's Yeshiv and he's Ayman v'chuli. So you see that he was Matar and Isha, so according to the Marachai Usas Miyashiv, why it says, Hakol El Leminyan Shiv. It's Negeya when it's Negeya Pekam HaKayinim. So he was Matar and Isha when it's Be'isha Kula Kayinim, when it's a problem of Pekam HaKayinim. But he was not Matar and Isha when she's the only one. If you have Yisraelim, he's not matir nisha to avoid giving all the aliyahs to one person. As I lechari is beforeish in the marcha, not like the yavits. This din that the irish kulakain and the nashim b'kairi is also in the vudaram and hilchas tefila b'shem the maram, and the beisaisa brings it in sim reish beis halacha lemaisa. So there is a case where isha can get aliyah lekuli out. I mean, from what I see, by irish kulakainim. So that would explain why the Brisa says l'kol el l'minyan shiva. Now, also it says katan, and katan it doesn't even say l'chachila nat. It sounds like a katan can go and you give aliyah to a katan as much as to a gadol. Now the Rishayim talk about if eilin means dafka l'minyan shiva, like it says, which is Shabbos Shachar, so even l'minyan gimel. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Lamed brings from the Rekeach that a katan is not mitzayif l'minyan gimel. He's only mitzayif l'minyan shiva. What's takad pshat in that? The Beis Yosef says in Sim Reish Pei Beis, according to the Rekeach, even on Shabbos, you have to first have three eilim, and then the katan can lay. And the emphasis is the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis. Later on the Mishnah of Dal, that says the katan is Kari B'Tayra, Amr Echem and Agayin and Achayinim, because the Achash Lishi. The Chayin, the Svara is that the Din Kriya is with Gimel Kruim, even though we add a Kriya, 4 by Rish Chaydish, 5 by Yandith, 6 by Yom Kippur, 7 by Shabbos, but the Ikka Din Kriya is with 3. So all these additions that you could do with the katan. The Achrayinim Amadayik and the Rambam, the Marit Simen Kuf Mem Hei, the Shvus Yankiv Simen Mem, the Rambam Perkei Beis Melchus Tfil Lachi Yad Zayin says that a Kohen is Eilim Minyan Akruim. He doesn't say Minyan Shiva. Earlier, he had said all the Minyan Akruim, that there's 3, Bechayel and Shabbos Mincha, there's 4 in Rish Chaydish and Chalamayin, there's 5 in Yantiv, 6 in Yom Kippur, 7 in Shabbos, and then in Halchi Yad Zayin, he says Kohen Eilim Minyan Akruim, he doesn't say which one. So Chayim Mefurish, and even a Minyan Gimel, he's Eilim. And the Meiri also says that clearly, it's even Minyan Gimel. Not like the Rekeach and the Yesh Menagayim in the Pirish Mishnah Yisle Rabbah. But it means the Yesh Mefarshim that you need Al Kopanim one Gadol, to Mekayim Tekanis Meshu Rebbeinu. So I think it's the same idea, just the Ikka Kriya has to be Al Kopanim one Kairi. And all the rest are just the people that already they were more Mekel. The Ran really says this also. The Ran says, "Akal l'minyan shiva filu katan pirish el mahashlan kamer v'leishu kulam ketanu v'le nashim." The cave and the blind bnei chiyuva le'mafik legamri. That they're not bnei chiyuva, so they really can't be mitzi. So what's the pshat? The Torah says you have someone being mitzi. You have one in the kairim. So it's mashma that if you have one gadol, so that gadol could be mitzi the ikka takana, and the rest is not from the ikka takana. Now the Magen Avraham Simon Reish Pei based of Kanvav says very interesting. He says a mashma mikan. The Isha Chayevus Lishmaya Kriyas Atayra. Vaisis, since it says, the call of Laminyan Shiva, even Isha, Vaisis and Isha's Mechuy, even Kriyas Atayra. Ava Bishan Iskim Shem Talmud Tayra, Vinashim and Chayevus of Talmud Tayra. The call of the Kamitsu Lishmaya, Kamitsu Hakal, Shanashim Atav Chayevim Ba. That's what he says. The Kamal Dinga Chiddish, Shanashim Ma Mechuy, even Kriyas Atayra. And what's his Raya? Because I have a Kasha, if Nashim Ma Mechuy, even Kriyas Atayra is a din, Kol Shein Mechuy, Vidav, and Yachal Haitzi Sarah Midei Chavasam. So how can an Isha be kair b'teira if she can't be mitzi ram midei chavasan? So his tarot says that Isha is mechuyev. But he does bring a tesis in Rosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel min aleph that says klar that Isha is not mechuyev, and he brings the raya that a reshus could be mitzi a derabbanan. We spoke before a little bit about a mechuyev trade derabbanan, chad derabbanan, tesis Rosh Hashanah, and tesis in Erev and also says a much bigger chiddush that a reshus, and Isha is a reshus could be mitzi a derabbanan. It brings the raya from the Isha's oil minyan shiva. So if I care, so Taiz is a mavuri that Isha is not mechiyavis in Kriyas Tatera. I don't understand the Magen Avraham, because if you're going to say that you can only be Eilah if you're mechiyavidavir, so what do you do with Katan? Katan we know is not mechiyavidavir, although we do have Ebbesitzad about Ita, like we mentioned, that a Katan could be mitzi by their abundance, like a Yehuda. But Tashas we don't have on that way. Shulchan Aruch never paskins that way. Tashas we never on a Katan. Can't be Maitziach a Mechuyev Derabbanan, maybe because it's trade Derabbanan, maybe because the Khan's not Mechuyev Klal. We were marrying about that earlier. So how are you going to answer the Kasha by saying Isha is Mechuyev in Kriyas Atayra? What do you do with Katan? Chaya Pella, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. But in a Zika Kasha, Isha is not Mechuyev, the Chaya, the Rishayim already addressed the question. First, like we mentioned, the Ran and the Meiri, like we said, the Ran says that you can't do all the Kayyim. The only Eil Mahashim, Leishi Kulim Ketan Menashim, and he says the reason is because they're not B'nei Chiyuva. The Ran's also Mefurish like Taisa, so Isha's not Mechayiv. Also the Rush that we're going to say soon is also Mechayiv, Isha's not Mechayiv. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly that he brings the Magen Avraham, but he says the Minig is that the Nashim don't hear the Kriyas HaTorah necessarily, and the male, that's the Minig. But anyway, the Ikka Kasha that he's asking, how could the Isha or a Katan be able to tell you that Hamachui Vidav is a din, Kol She'in Hamachui Vidav that in a Meitzer Ramadei Chivasa? So here are the Terutzim to the Kasha and the Rishayna. The first Terutz is the Ran. The Ran says, I mean, you have the Shita that says you need three Aliyahs. You have the Ran and the Me'iri that says you need one Aliyah. But Al Kapanim, the Ikka to be Meitzi, the Rabbin and Kriya Sotera is the one Aliyah, or the three Aliyahs. So even though there are Bana or Masak and seven Aliyahs, but that's not the Chayvus Kriya. That's not to have additional Kriya. But the Chayvus Kriya is a Skayim with one or with three. So the Emes is the Rivash says it's Mefurish. The Rivash says a Chiddush that a Kodim can't be Kriya. He says what's a Chayvus Ayyim. That's why the Dalet Parashi is a Kodema. Whatever's a Chayvus Ayyim, a Kodim can't be Kriya. He says the reason why they are Masak and a Kodim can be Kriya, because Eina Kol Vakim Kriya Sotayim, which Kriya Lavi Shiva Gedalim Eidna Mikris Mateyim. Because you see, she is shiv v'kayim b'teira. How you said the kaddish? The kaddish day likras yal l'minyan shivik. The shachiyach tzibli is kol shiv v'gedaylam. Ula yimtzim yedim likras. So that's what he says. So the chayyid of shas like this: you mekayim yichiv kriya satayir the kaddish meishu benu with one, or the kaddish ezra with three. And even though they are masakin more krum, the four, the five, the six, and the seven, that's not the ikka chiyiv kriya satayir. And that's why those you can have a katan and an isha. But ain't a chanam if the kriya is a chayv v'sayim. So then it doesn't work. Well, if he's there, we'll come and I think two chidushim. First of all, you have to say that there's no chiv kriya on the entire Torah. There are those that say there's a chiv kriya on the entire Torah every year. L'chayr l'fiz they're not, because otherwise the Kant and the Isha can't be made to you that chiv. Also, l'chayr yamtiv, where there is a din kriya of a certain parsha on every day of yamtiv, l'chayr then a Kant wouldn't be able to the minyan on yamtiv. Now you can't look in the Paiskim to see that, because anyway, Isha can't be Kari because of Kavod. It's even a Kadin. Also, the Minig is not to be Kari Bechlal, except for Mafter. But that's what should come out according to this Teretz. And the Pshat is you need either one Kari like the Ran of the Miri, or three Kari like the Rekeach, and like the Pirish Mishnayos, the Rambam. And that's the Ikka Mitzvah Kriya Sotayra. And everything else is just Minyan Kruim, which is not from the Ikka Chiyiv of Kriya Sotayra. Melech Hazal Masakin, that anyone could do that. And if it's Chay V'sayayim, then any chanami, a katan wouldn't be able to be. A katan isha would not be able to be yitzah. But there's a rosh in Masech Nizbrachas that has different mahalach to answer this kasha. It's in Perek Zayin, in the middle of Simon Chaf, he's discussing the concept of kol she'inim chuyiv dav meitzah chayiv dei chevasam. And he says that an eved or an isha that's less than b'talmud Torah is salki l'minyan shiva, mishin the sefer Torah l'shmi yikai, he says. Sefer Torah is l'shmi yikai. Adkan. Very short. What does he mean? L'chai, what he means is, it's not the pshat, there's a mitzvah kriya. Like by Megillah, there's a mitzvah kriya. Now, how can yetzah the kriya of the Malkari? Shmei kaina. So, male of the Malkari is not mechayiv v'dav. It can't be meitzi. Now, shen kriya seteret is not a, it's the shmiya kai. It's the shmiya. There's no mitzvah kriya. So, he's not being meitzi you in the kriya. As I think with Smeish, I saw, Nerechayim chelik bay seminayim bay. Very interesting tshuva. He was discussing what's the din. We'll just talk about it a little bit as we go on. That there was a bar mitzvah boy that prepared the wrong parasha. So he was a katan at the time of the parasha he prepared. Could he learn it? It's a katan. We'll see in a second. Baal Kabbalah, he's discussing this in, and he says, the pshat in the rush is that it's not a mitzvah shmi. It's not pshat he's mitzi anyone, because it's not, if there's a din that you have to be kari, you have to be mitzvah shmei kari, and he has to be mechuyev b'davar. But since it's not a mitzvah kriya, it's a shmiya kai. So good, so you heard. So my nafkim, if it's ain't a mechayiv or mechayiv. As I state the rimul anil here, the rimul anil says the lashon katan in a parisol shmad ain't a mechayiv laid on nafkav dalad and aleph. Ava became kriya b'tayiv. He should kriya satar ain't a lashmiya l'tzibur. Umali ashma is gadol l'katan. It's just being mashmiya. What's the difference if the gadol's mashmiya or katan's mashmiya? Now the chayiv shved the gemara rishon and nafkav tesis metkiya sheifin that a chayiv sheit of the katan can't be mitzi. Even though they're also shmiya, they also is not the pshat. Everyone is a chiyav tkiya and yaitz with the tkiya of a katan. It's a chiyav shmiya, the shmiya called shayfer, and you still can't be mitzi even because you're not mechuyav b'davar. So the Igros Meisha explains that by shayfer the pshat is the tkiya thing you have to listen to is the tkiya the mitzvah. Stam the tkiya is not a tkiya shayfer b'chlal. You have to listen to a tkiya the mitzvah. What shafts it for a tkiya the mitzvah? What Shavs at Kiyah the Mitzvah of Baruch Yuvah says it. You see, also you find another thing in the Gemara there, that you have to be Mechavan to be Meitzi. Why? Mechavan is a Shmiya. So, he's blowing a Shefa. No, you have to be Mechavan to be Meitzi. So So you see, the pshat is because stam a tkiya shayfa is not a tkiya shayfa b'chol. A tkiya shayfa has to be a tkiya l'shem mitzvah, and adram, you have to be mechavim to be meitzi, has to be l'shem his mitzvah even. He's ma'arich about this nekuda. But that's what he says, kriya satayra has a tairis kriya satayra, even if it's not a mitzvah. It's a kriya satayra, and you heard a kriya satayra. Now, shenken shayfer, it doesn't have the chalai shem tkiya shayfer, they can be eitz in the mitzvah of it, unless it's taka a tkiya the mitzvah. And tkiya the mitzvah has to be done on yidei v'achayuvah. This is in the Rosh, and like we said in the Rimu Lenil. The Meiri says a little bit different. The Meiri says, these are the words of the Meiri. Shani kriya satayra de'ein tzarech al ha'shmi la'am, ve'ein ze mitzvah gemura kishar mitzvah, shenem ha'bal koshin el'chuy b'dav ve'ein ha'maitzi. Since kriya satayra is different, it's only l'shmi la'am, it's not a mitzvah gemura kishar mitzvah shenem ha'shen el'chuy b'dav. It sounds a little bit more. If he just said ein al ha'shmi la'am, so I would say he means there is a mitzvah gemura, but the mitzvah is a shmi, it makes no difference if the gavel says it or cotton says, like the Rimu Lenil. And that's what the Rosh means, say, v'tayra l'shmi ha'kai. But here he's saying it's not a mitzvah gemura. What does he mean by that? So there's a tzemach tzedek, the later tzemach tzedek from the Mamech. It's in Arachayim at the end of Laman Hay that he also has the problem of kol sheinu mechuyev b'davar. So he says there's a chiyuv to call seven kayim, but there's not a chiyuv on the tzeiva to listen to it. Just the tzeiva has to have seven people reading, but they don't have to listen. It's not like Mikra Megillah, which you really have to hear the entire Megillah. So he's mashma more of a vart. Even shmi and not mechuyiv. Ein el mashmi la'am means there's no chiyuv shmi. You have to be mashmi la'am, but it's not a mitzvah gemur even to be shemeya. There has to be a kriya. Tilu David also sim reish mevesiv kan ches says as a kain as a vart. That there's no chiyuv to ask him to hear the kriya. You have to like participate in the kriya. There has to be a shiva kayim. So, male, that's why there's no din of kol sheinu mechuyev in the mitzvah amadei chivasa. Now, in Chassan, the Magen Avraham says, "Simun reish mei beis of kantes." And this is where the Igros Moshe comes in. They says, even though a kant is eila minyan shiva, but he can't be the makre. In other words, the balkayre until he brings seis stars. So the Rishi Yisrael said, "So what does it mean kant eila minyan shiva?" And I says, he can't read the Torah, right? Because see. He can't be late to the tzibur. It means he can get the aliyah, but the valkyrie is reading the Torah. So now will the chayyim be another Torah son the koshivayin and mechuyiv adavar. Right, how many terutzim do we have already on the kasha, ein and mechuyiv adavar, meitzuram de chavasa? We have taisin Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, and Erevin that say a rishus could be meitzia de rabbanah. That's like a very big chiddush. Shavs had to learn ein and prayer sal and shema by a katan, and now maybe a katan's different. Kavanami says that Lingav Isha, the Shailah's had the answer Katan. It's a good Shailah. You have the Magen Avraham that says that Isha is Mechayiv in Kriya Satayra, which all the Rishayim say not the way, like we said, the Taisis in Rosh Hashanah, the Ran, the Rosh, Kami Rishayim are saying not that way. And the Chayiv like that the Magen Avraham didn't answer Katan. We have the Teretz of the Ran and the Meiri that they can't give all Aliyahs to the Katan and the Isha, and the Ran says Mefurish is because they can't be mitzi because they're not mechuyev b'davar. And the pshat is the chiyev kriya is one kairi, or you have the rekeach that says the chiyev kriya, and the Rambam also brings from the Gainim that the chiyev kriya is three kairim, and it means after that you can be mitzi because that's not the chiyev kriya, that's not mechuyev to have more kairim, but to add some kriya to tari, you yait some one kairi with three kairim. And that's what the feeling with that, the Rivash said that the chayvis hayayim, you can't be yait sayidei katan. Then we have the teretz of the Rosh, that the pshat is b'chlam lo chiyuv kriya, it's a chiyuv shmiya. So it's considered a shmiya, like Rav Meisher explained, it's considered a shmiya, even if not from a bar chiyuva. Malikad, malikadah, like the Rimu Lenil says. Then we have the Meiri that says it's not a mitzvah gemura, so you don't need a mechuyev adavar. When we tie it, it's not a mitzvah gemura, it means, ain't it l'sham la'am, there's no mitzvah shmiya either. The am is not being yates anything, there's just a mitzvah should be zayin krum. Like the Tzemach Tzedek said. And now the Chayru coming with another pshat, that they can't be mitzi. It means they're getting the aliyah, but someone else is leaning. And about that it can't be the Valkyrie, because kol sheinu mechuyev b'davar ein mitzi ram b'nei chivasam. But the Igros Moshe says, a pella. B'zman the Gemara, there's no such thing. B'zman the Gemara, there's no Valkyrie. That whole minik started as man ha'gainim. And the Prima Gadim is chaylik on the Magadvam. He says, the Mishnah says in Daf Chav Dalet, katan is kairi b'tayra. So you see, he could lane. Why are you telling me he can't lane? The Mishnah says he could. So the Sharetzian, there in Simon Reish Pei Beis of Katan Tazayin, he says that the pshat that he can't be the Malkari is because then he's reading the entire thing. So that's not like the Ran and the Rivash that say that there has to be one other Kairi. It's just Mashlim. If he's the Valkyrie, he's reading the Taya thing. Now the emphasis is, the Magen Avraham says, that's from a Shal Shuvas Maram Malamed, he says, which we have it now, the Shal Shuvas Mishpat Tzedek. It's Chayla Gimel Simen Mem Gimel. And Taka says exactly the way Yishai Tzion says it, that the problem is that he's laying the entire thing. Kenzain, but the Gishmashi says a Gishmak of art. This is what he's discussing about the Katan. He says, what's the Chalabshat? The Valkyrie is reading the whole Pasha. Where the seven Kruim? Chazal didn't say that you have to have seven aliyahs. Chazal says seven people have to read. But we ask one person reads. It's a Tekana Sega'inim. But what's the pshat in it? How do we have seven people? The Teretz is. Every time he reads, he's reading B'shlichus of the Ayla. That's what they made up. Azai, you get seven people to read themselves. Here, no, you have one person read, but seven people make brachas. And every time he reads, he's reading B'shlichus of the next Ayla. Ah, so if he's reading, so if the Katan's going to read himself, Ziktaka could be Ayla Minyan Shiva. But if the Katan's reading for someone else, he has to be a Shliach, and Shlichus L'Katan. That's the problem. As I tie it into Rav Meir Shekishmakasar. But Alakul L'Maisa, the B'Shas Achak, even the Rav Meir was makel that the Katan could be Kari, like the Prima Gadim that says he could, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings down from the Derech Achayim, the B'Shas Achak, he could be makel to have a Katan being a Baal Kari. Now the Achrayim say that Maisa, we don't give aliyahs to a katan. Only carry a katan from after. From after we give aliyah, but other aliyahs we don't do. I don't say exactly why. But there's one interesting shaila that's left. What if you have a shul, which there's a katan that's a kayan in the shul, and there's no kayan that's a gadol in the shul? So there, the Magen Avraham brings from the Marit that you have to give the aliyah to the katan. The Malik says that katan zelamin in shiva, it's even lechatchila medina de gemarit. If he's the only kayin, what can you do? You have to give the kayin the first only, even though he's a katan. As I zak the merit, the Magen Avraham clears maybe not, because what's the din of giving kayin the first only? V'kidashtai. Shteidach in the pasuk v'kidashtai ki yislachem alekechel makriv. So someone's a barak rava, then you have a din of v'kidash, you have to give him the first aliyah. But someone is not a barak rava, so male is no din of v'kidashtai. So the tshuva is Teres Rufal, from Rafal V'lajana. He says, you look in the Merit, he's also maskim to that. The Merit specifically says, because it's the Kanim, Masech is getting Nathan Tess, that a Kayin gets first Alstaki Shalim. That was Vikidashta. I mean, it comes originally from Vikidashta, but the Gemara says that for Vikidashta, it wouldn't necessarily work, explains why he needed the Kanim of Darki Shalim. But once you have the Kanim of Darki Shalim, so that would also be by Katan. So there's Shikl Shver. And we can ask another kashi. It means that the Sifra says, it's written the Sefer Achinach Mitzvah Reish Samachtes, Kadei Shemila Lekecham, the Rav is Kayim Balmum, even though he's not. Markiv is a din v'kidashti, din Kadei Shemiyu. So the Chaya, who would din a katan? You see, the whole diak, the Magen Avraham is coming from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says v'kidashti, the Mitzvah says, say, the Reish of v'kidashti, the Kayim goes first, comes from the Pasuk, he is Lachem Lekecham, and Markiv is only if he's a Baravayda. But the Teres Kayim, the Sifra says, we have another Ribui, for a kind that's a Balmum, it's brought down in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, the Imam Mashiach, the same kasha in the Magen Avraham. But the Tari Shafal, this says, it can be a chilik, a Balmum, at least, is chilik v'katshim, is also muzish l'tamis l'mesim, so mela, it's shayach by him, the mitzvah v'kadash, even if he's not doing avayda, because akapanim, he has to be noig like a kayin, l'gabi being chilik v'katshim, l'gabi not being matam himself, the Ksav Seifin, his Kedushim says, Kedin also says, that a Balmum l'mesim is nice, a he also, he could be paid the ben by him by a katan. He can't. Says more dine kuna by balmum than by katan. The pasuk's only married by balmum, but the pasuk's not married by katan. But lemaisa la'alacha, the Mishaburah says that the minig is not to call the katan for a levi shayna, even though the merit says, and even though you have the tain of darkei shalom and the possibility of the kiddashtei, even if there's no other kain besides for a katan, you call the yisrael the first aliyah. That's taka the minig.